Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 64, the boxed-in episode. That's right, we're talking about bento box quilts today, and other things as well. But mostly what I've been working on this week is the bento box quilt I am making for my mother-in-law, Melveen. And I'm using a pattern sent to me by my mother, Jane. And in fact, if you go over to my WordPress site, that is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, you will see, first of all, a picture of the bento box quilt my mother made for Jack several years ago. It's very cute. We'll also give you a frame of reference if you need a bento box frame of reference. I talk about the bento box quilt in the quilt diaries and do a terrible job of describing it. I was looking at it tonight and I realized each block of the bento box quilt is actually a box inside of a box inside of a box. It's that simple, only it's not. Each block is made up of four smaller blocks. Each of those smaller blocks has a right angle that when connected with the other small blocks, the other three small blocks, forms one of the boxes. See, are you confused yet? I know I am, just talking about it. There are two pictures of the blocks I have made so far. I'm making 16 blocks total. Right now I have six. They're very easy to make. They're lots of fun because they're just simple, simple, simple. But as AJ commented over on the Quilting Pod on her most recent episode, which I just caught up with last night, bento box blocks, say that three times fast, are very easy to make, but they look rather complicated. They're not at all. Now, the first picture you will see is my unmixed up bento box blocks. Now I'm going to get into difficulty explaining. Essentially what you do, you take two strips of fabric, a dark and a light, you sew them together, you cut them up, you sew them back together, and that's one little small block. You do that three more times. You have four small blocks made out of those two strips of fabric. And you can put them all together and have your box within a box within a box with just those two strips of fabric represented, right? Okay, but from looking around online, looking at my mother's bento box quilt, and looking at the picture of the pattern that I have, you'll see that people don't tend to just make the big block out of the four little blocks made from the same two strips of fabric. No, you mix and match. The thing is, I kind of like the unmixed look. Now, you'll see the unmixed look, and then I did mix up the blocks a little bit. And so you will see that look too. Understand, I did that just for an example, because right now I've just got six fabrics I'm working with, but ultimately there will be 20 fabrics. So there will be a lot more colors added in. So by no means is what you will see on my blog a final draft of anything. Just an example. And I kind of like it mixed up too. So that's the thing. I could see ultimately doing mix and match. And I think traditionally that's what you do. My mom was saying, yeah, I think it's like log quilts. Now, of course, it's a free country. I can do whatever I want with this quilt. And my mother-in-law will love it. First of all, she's a muggle, so she doesn't know about bento box traditions. She doesn't know about mixing and matching. Whatever I give her, she will look at it. And as long as the colors are pretty, she'll be like, how nice. Because she's a nice person. Of course, that's what she's going to say. And it probably will be nice, however I decide to do it. All right, free country. I'm a free quilter. Thank you very much. However, there may be a rhyme and a reason to mixing up these blocks a little bit. You know, there may be. So I'm going to play. This is actually an excellent exercise in playing with color. It really is, because, you know, what's going to work together? What's going to be most pleasing to the eye? That's what I will be playing with here once I get the other 10 blocks done, which I hope to have done pretty quickly. I know those are famous last words, but hey, worked with the pinwheel, could work with this as well. And this is even easier than the pinwheel. Easy quilts. Wow, who knew? They're easy. All right, let's get on with the show. First, it's almost Will's bedtime. He and the man are watching the UNC football game. And I could actually talk on here for hours, and the man would let Will watch the game, but Will really needs to go up at 9, which is too late anyway. And he's been very grumpy in the morning, but we're giving him this because we're spoiling him. Okay, well, I want to thank everybody who took the time to comment on last week's episode. A lot of the comments were about the fabrics, which I showcased on the blog, the offkilterquilt.wordpress.com blog. And I appreciate everyone's input, which was so, so helpful. A lot of people suggested that they're going lights, in particular yellows or almonds, or a creamy kind of neutral. I think Victoria from Peacebrook Quilting really advocated the light neutrals. And several of you, including Sandy from Quilting for the Rest of Us and Noni and a couple other people, suggested darks. I think I ended up, I bought 6 new fabrics. I believe I went 4 dark, including some dark browns and a dark gray and a couple lights, including a very pale green and can't remember what the other one was now. Something light. So I think there's more contrast. I hope you will be pleased. I do really, really appreciate you giving me feedback. It was so helpful. It was helpful, and I talk about this in the first quilt diary. It was helpful to hear from, for instance, Sherry D, who pointed out, you know, what you have right now are a lot of mediums. It was true, and I hadn't really thought of that, and I talk more about that again in the quilt diary, so I won't cover it right now. Let me go over my specific list of people to thank. That list includes Robin and Jay. Jay commented several times, including comment with some book recommendations, which I'll get to. I heard from Mary Sarah, who I hadn't heard from in a while. So good to hear from you, Mary Sarah. Heard from Lynn and Celia. Heard from Noni. She suggested deeper oranges, russ or green. And Noni, I looked for some dark greens because I really like the idea, because there are some very light greens and green grays in the fabrics I already had, but I couldn't find a dark green that I really liked. I don't know why. Heard from Valerie, and who also was voting for the darks. Who else did I hear from? Oh, I heard from Sherry Kay, heard from Ellison, Sherry D, as I mentioned, Kelly the Fifth, Glow Good, who recommended a tutorial on making a piece to backing for a quilt, and then Victoria from Peacebrook Quilts also sent me that link in an email, and I've got it on the Off Kilter Quilt WordPress site. Thank you so much. It's a tutorial over at Jaybird Quilts, and I ended up just, guess what, buying new fabric for the backing. Partly, after I looked at this tutorial, which made it very, very clear and showed me that it wouldn't be too hard to do a pieced back, I realized I did not have enough of the main fabric that I had planned on using. So yes, like I needed an excuse to buy more fabric. But anyway, I did save that tutorial because it looks great and I love the look of a piece back. So thank you so much, Glow Good. Thanks to Tammy in Denver, who also suggested very light or very dark fabrics, and I went both ways, Tammy. And let's see, who else? I heard from Heather and Sandy, Quilting for the Rest of Us, and she suggested dark gray. Did I mention I did? I got a dark gray. Heard several times from Sue in upstate New York, who was catching up with a number of podcasts, and so she had a bunch of different comments for me, which I really, really enjoyed. Thank you, Sue. Thanks to Robin, and good thanks to Jay. And let me tell you what books Jay recommended. Kate Morton, that was her big recommendation. And I've heard of Kate Morton, but I don't think I've read any of Kate Morton's books. She recommends A House at Riverton and The Distant Hours. Also recommends a book by Marissa de los Santos called Belong to Me. And she said, if I haven't read it, I need to stop whatever I'm doing and get it. So I will, Jay, I will. And also recommends 2 books by Neville Shute, S-H-U-T-E, called In the Wet, and another one, A Town Like Alice, which is a really great title. So thanks, Jay, for all those titles. It's very, very good to have a list of books, because you know what? Holidays are coming, so good to ask for books for Christmas. I always ask for a ton of books. I feel so unimaginative, like when people say, what do you want? It's like, well, here's a list of books. And now, of course, I also, here's a list of fabric. So that's nice. See, quilting has broadened me as a person, I do believe. Thank you, everybody, for taking time to comment. If you want to comment, there are a couple places. Oops, I almost forgot a couple of people stopped by over at my Podbean site. Rhonda of Quilter the Gap. Yay, Rhonda, stopped by. And Glorious, thank you so much, you guys, for coming over there. I get more comments now at the WordPress site. I think that's because where I post the pictures. So thanks, everyone. You can go over to theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. That's where the pictures are going to be. You can go to offkilterquilt.podbean.com, or you can email me. I am changing emails. The man is convinced that Mindspring does not have a long time to live. He's been wanting me to change for a long time because we actually have to pay for that account when there's plenty of free email accounts to be had. So now I have like five different email addresses. You know, and let me give you this one because it's so easy. Francis@francisdowell.com. Yep, you can just do that. That's Francis with an E, C-E-S, and Dowell is do well. Isn't that nice? Do well. Do well. Anyway, you do well, and you would do well. Oh, gosh. I must stop right now. This is really stupid. Anyway, Quilt Diaries coming up. I hope you enjoy them. And do be in touch. And if you haven't left an iTunes review, hey, feel free. They're very fun to get. And if you have left an iTunes review for me, but there's some other quilty podcaster who you love who you haven't iTunes reviewed yet, well, head on over. Make somebody's day. All right. Talk to you later. And now on to the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1. I have the radio on behind me. It's playing very pretty music. I hope it's not too distracting. I hope it's like a nice background sound. It makes me sound very professional, like I'm the sort of podcaster who incorporates music into my podcast. I would love to do that, and I really enjoy it when other people do that. I think AJ is doing that. And I was listening to a knitting podcast that I know someone who listens to my podcast recommended. Knit a Journey, who recommended that to me? Some nice knitter. In any event, she incorporates music quite beautifully, just in between segments. I don't know how to do that, but I hope you enjoy this classical music. Or then it's not just kind of annoying buzz in the background. Anyway, it's Friday. 11-11-11. I just had to get on and diary about that. Because how fun is it to say 11-11-11? It is so fun. Or just even the more stately, dignified 11-11-11. I've actually decided to go ahead and post a diary or record a diary because I've gotten great comments on my last episode, not on the episode itself, but on the pictures that I posted on the offkilterquilt.wordpress.com. And I posted several pictures of the fabric I just got for the bento box quilt and asked y'all to help me because I felt like it needed more. I need more fabric, but I asked for advice and feedback, and I'm sure I'll get more since I just posted it last night. But I thought that something that Sherry D said was interesting, in that these fabrics, most of them were mediums. So, and I think she's right. Now, there's obviously some colors that are more saturated, and I think I'm calling those darks, but in fact, they are fairly medium. And yesterday, or last night, I got a comment from Jay, the lovely, wonderful Jay, and she has loaned me, and now actually given me, this great color tool. Let me get it so I can tell you what it is. It is called the Ultimate 3-in-1 Color Tool, the updated third editions. It has 816 colors. 24 color cards with numbered swatches, 5 color plans for each color, and 2 value finders, red and green. And it's by Joan Wolfram. And you know what the funny thing is? So she lent this to me. She sent it to me to see if I would like it, if this is the sort of thing that would be useful to me. And I actually messed around with it, thought it was very cool, and had it in the envelope to send back to her. And I actually had it in the envelope to send back to her 2 weeks ago, and it's just been sitting on my desk because, yes, I'm that kind of lazy person. Anyway, last night she left a comment, and she said, I want you to divide the fabrics you have, you know, into your reds, into your greens, to whatever colors you have, and then you can use the color tool to see what colors are on the light end of the range and what are on the dark. Very, very helpful. And here's what I didn't actually realize when I was playing around. At the very back are the value finders, red and green. And sure enough, when I used the value finders, I myself had that thought, wow, using the value finders, they all seem to have the same value. So Sherry D was on it with that. And a number of you suggested I needed some brighter colors, some poppier colors. And I think that that's right. And let's see, I think Kelly the Fifth recommended maybe a yellow, and Noni and someone else. Oh, Sherry K recommended dark browns or greens. So I'm going to go to Thimble Pleasures tomorrow, I hope, if I can get enough cleaning done tonight, because we're having friends over tomorrow night to eat. I'm hoping that I'll get over to Thimble Pleasures taking the color tool, and I just love it that the fact that I held on to it so long, ultimately Jay just threw up her hands and said, keep it. I think she did it more out of kindness than exasperation. But Jay, you are reinforcing bad habits in me. Oh, maybe if I just hold on to something long enough, I won't have to return it. But that was really, see, she's so nice. She's so nice. I'm excited to do that. I'm excited. And what's great is because there are so many colors, you really do find the colors that you have in hand. Very handy little tool. But yes, Sherry D, mediums. I still don't, I have to go back and listen to the Quilting for the Rest of Us episode. I think she may have done more than one on colors and media and values and what have you, because I don't feel like I'm absolutely clear on that. I mean, I am intellectually, in theory, I get it. But I think that one of the things that I confuse is, I don't know if it would be tone and value or what, but I was thinking, yes, these colors that I've been thinking of as dark colors really aren't. They really are medium colors, but they're saturated. And that's what makes me think there. I think I'm misequating the depth of the color with the actual, would it be the tone, the darkness? See, the value. Do you know what I mean? That you can have a light color. You can have a yellow, which is, it's got to be, the value has to be light, right? But has such depth to the color. I'm thinking, say, of a marigold yellow that, at least in my confused mind, I would say, oh, that's a dark color, but it's not. It's more like a deep color. So I am learning. I have to put more time and thought into this, but it will be interesting to take the trip to Thimble Pleasures. Again, hopefully I will do that tomorrow and pick out some more fabrics for this quilt, which I'm eager to get quilting on or cutting on. And in the meantime, I do have other work that I can be doing, like putting together Razzle Dazzle. But I just wanted to note that. I think sometimes I get comments, and I really have these long, involved responses to them. But by the time I actually sit down to record and respond to the comments, I've sort of forgotten or don't have the intensity of feeling that I did upon initial reading of the comments. So I did want to respond to the comments immediately, so I would feel this kind of vim and vigor about them. Does that make sense now? Anyway, that's it for now. And again, thank you to everyone who is giving me feedback. I feel like this podcast in some ways is my classroom, and you are my teachers, and I surely appreciate that. Bye for now. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Tuesday, November 15th. I'm sitting here with a lot of fat quarters. I went to Thimble Pleasures today and I picked out 6, 4 of which are dark. And I guess I'm just going to have to take pictures to show you but there's a dark brown and a really dark gray and a brown with some pink flowers and a very, greenish brown or a brownish green, one or the other. So I have some very dark colors, and then I picked 2 lights, a light pink and a light green. So I think I have pretty good mix. We shall see as things play out. I may have to go back. I'm going to have to go back anyway because I bought the backing fabric for Caitlin's beach quilt, which is, turn around and look at it. Blue, it's blue, green, and a little bit of violet thrown in there. And it actually, although it's a batik, it is has images. Is that how you say it? Is that also a print? It basically is plants. It looks kind of like seaweed. So it's directional. That was the only drag about that, because when you're doing backing and if it's directional, you end up buying a little bit more fabric. So, but it's pretty. I decided I would go ahead and quilt the quilt before coming back and getting the binding. And partly that was just a decision made out of time constraints because then I wanted to look for my fat quarters. And they actually, they sell a lot of fat quarters, not bundled, just fat quarters that they cut at Thimble Pleasure. So I went ahead and just was able to find fat quarters that I really liked. And in fact, some of the bolts of fabric I pulled out, I then was able to find fat quarter cuts. So that was good. What else do I have to tell? Oh, but you know, I'm going to have to go back for binding, but also forgot the thread. Did I just say that? I just ramble too much. Too much rambling. I am sorry. My brain's just that way right now. It's, guess what? I get to complain about the weather because it's 77 degrees. We're having a little bit of an Indian summer. Lots of storms are supposed to come through tomorrow, where it's also going to be in the high 70s, and then we're going to drop down to the 50s, which is about where we should be around Thanksgiving. And the only sad thing is the storms will blow off probably a high percentage of our beautiful autumn leaves. But that's what happens this time of year. And, you know, the trees are quite beautiful with just a few leaves hanging on. So, back from rambling yet again. That was like a ramble on top of a ramble. That's very good, even for me. I need thread. I could quilt Caitlin's quilt. I could just use white thread, but I feel like a really light green thread would be very pretty. I mean, very light, very pale. Like a very, very pale green with just a touch of blue. And I don't have that. So we'll see. You know, the fact is I need to do some practice quilting. I also stopped by Joanne's. My thought was for the quilting, someone, and it was either Rhonda or Victoria, I'm pretty sure, suggested doing whatever quilting I did, that I should do sort of curvy, you know, to play against the angles of the pinwheels. And my original plan was to do feathers. And the reason I've decided against it was quite simply that when I went to Joanne's to find, I wanted a tracer thing, is it a template? What would you call it? I guess a template, a feathers template. They didn't have one. And so I was looking at else if they had anything similar. And what I found, I actually like, because I think it'll be a little easier than feathers, but it's still curvy. What do they call it? A heart bow. And I think I will do two per pinwheel and sort of one, say, on the upper left-hand corner and one on the lower right-hand corner. So I think that should be, quilty-wise, should cover enough territory. I think it's pretty, and I think it'll do what I need it to do. So I will have to practice. In fact, that's one of the things I've got to do. I'm just, you know, it's one of these things, I'm just trying to get to the fabric right now and having kind of a hard time, not for any bad reasons, but like today, you know what we're having for dinner today? We're having pork loin, leftover pork loin from last night, and leftover Scott potatoes, and then I am cooking up some collards because we're growing collards because the man went and bought lots of collard plants downtown Raleigh one day. And, you know, I like collards. I'm not against collards, and I'm happy to be, well, cooking collards takes a long time. It takes 2 hours, and you have to throw a ham hock in there. And I threw the ham hock in there and then was stirring around and saw the little hairs on the ham hock. So, appetizing. That's not bad. It just makes you kind of think more about the pig that hawk used to be a part of. But you know, you throw a little vinegar in there as well, and so the house is smelling a little vinegary. And I was trying to think, there was something that my mom made when I was a kid, and now I can't think what it was. Probably more like teenage years. Maybe mom will remember and she can tell us. I don't know if it was sweet and sour soup or something where you would come in and the house would smell like vinegar. And, you know, except around Easter, that's not everyone's favorite smell. Around Easter, of course, Easter egg dye smells kind of vinegary. But no one's complained so far. Amazing. and the children won't eat the collards, I'm quite sure. I made Brussels sprouts last night, and were they good? They were so good. And I actually had to go to a meeting, so I didn't see whether the children ate them. I know Will did not, and my guess is that Jack gave them a wide pass as well. But, you know, if you like cabbage, you gotta like Brussels sprouts. Quite tasty. So, cooking collards and doing all the chores that, you know, it just means that it's like 5 and I haven't gotten to play with my fabric at all or even look at the pattern and start thinking about cutting. But here I am talking to you and feeling good about that and feeling like, you know, I'm not going to get cutting before dinner anyway. That's actually why I decided to record a diary. So let's review. Bought my fat quarters. We'll try to take pictures so you can see. I think I've got some good contrast, some more lights, some more darks, and of course, just a boatload of mediums. So got that. Got the backing fabric for Caitlin's quilt. Did not get quilting thread, but that's okay because I need to practice quilting on my heart bow pattern. And that was one of the things I had hoped to do this afternoon, was put together some quilt sandwiches just and do some stenciling and do some drawing with pencil and paper to get the feel for it, but then try some quilting in this pattern. So maybe tonight. We shall see. I think that's all the news for right now. It, like I said, is hot, but it's going to be cool soon. Yay! And we're all good. I put a whole lot of stuff out of my front porch last night. The man helped me. About 4 boxes full of stuff from the attic and about, I don't know how many bags we put out there. Big, big plastic bags of clothes and linens and just stuff we needed to get out. So that's exciting. It was very pleasing to look at how much stuff we were getting hauled away. And the Vietnam vets showed up some point this morning when I was at the gym and hauled it off. So still work to do in the attic, but it's starting to look, I don't know. Like the possible, I'm sorry, someone is calling me and the dog is barking. And so anyway, good news about the attic, good news about the Vietnam vets. Trav, fear not, I'm coming. Talk to you more later. Quilt Diary, Day 3. It's Wednesday, November 16th, I think. It's hot. I am complaining about the weather. No, I'm back to being the person who doesn't complain about the weather, even though the weather stinks. It's like 78 degrees. But, as I mentioned, storm's coming through. I'm just holding on. It was very weird. Last night we had to run the air conditioner. We didn't have to. But if we wanted to sleep, we had to. And it just felt terrible. And we weren't running it that low. It was like 72. And it just felt wrong. And I felt vaguely ill from it. I did not like it because it's November. And no. Bah. But tomorrow it's going to be 54, and then I can complain about that. I won't, because I will like it. I will. It's, what time is it? It's about 6:15. I got a nice beef stew on the stove, and the boys are upstairs. Jack is not feeling well, unfortunately. He seems to have a bug, but Will is doing fine. Had his first basketball practice last night. Sounds like his coach is tough, but good and nice. So that's good. It'll be fun to watch him play. He's, I think, the youngest kid on the team and is the shortest kid on the team, but that's good. Will needs challenges. We all do. Which is actually a funny segue into the bento box quilt, because you know what? It's so easy that it's just really fun. I'm surprised, because, and I'm going to have to look at the bento box quilt my mom made that we have, because it looks much more complicated than it actually is. It's just really rectangle, square, sewing them together, did 2 blocks in the blink of an eye. It's, so the blocks, you make 7.5-inch blocks. I don't know if that's exact right. And then 4 blocks actually make one big box, one big block. So I think so far I've done 8 blocks. And just did it just very quickly. And it's fun and it's pretty. The fabrics are working out really nicely. What I'll have to decide, and I'm thinking about whether I can even talk about this because, you know, I'm not good at describing stuff. But in the picture that came with the pattern, this is a pattern my mom sent me, copyrighted by Brookshire Design Studio. And on the picture, they show, I'm going to get it. Oh, it's by Tracy Brookshire. You know, all the big blocks made of the 4 small blocks, but they've done a lot of mixing and matching, which I think my mom must have too. But right now, as I'm putting the blocks on the design board, I'm just keeping them all together, and I actually really like the way they look. But I'll play around with it when I finish all the blocks, and I will take a picture before I post this tomorrow so you can see. And I also, someone asked to show some of my mom's quilts, and I'll try to take some pictures of at least her bento box quilt so you can see that. And I talked to her briefly the other day, and she has finished the block of the month quilt that I got her for a birthday present August 2010. And she has, it's a Christmas quilt, and she has, it sounds like she has finished it all up. I don't know that she's done the quilting, but she was very excited about that. My other news is that I have light green thread. I kind of thought that I did, you know, and then I was actually looking for thread tonight to sew a button on the man's pants, and there it was, a big spool of Aurifil, a very light green. So I think I must have known that I had that. So yay, I've got that. I can get quilting, or I'm going to start by practice quilting. I haven't gotten around to that at all. I've just been having too much fun cutting fabric for my bento box quilt. Is that it? I've been watching the Sally Collins Precision Piecing DVD. I was listening to AJ last night and getting caught up with her over at the Quilting Pod, and she had put those on order. Now, I think this was, I'm not all the way caught up with her, so I'll have to listen to her most recent and see if she's actually watched it and if she has thoughts on it. So far, it seems very good and practical, and I like Sally Collins. There's just something about her, the way she's put herself together, that's I like, and she just seems very confident and competent and also down to earth, and that's a nice combination. So I'm enjoying the DVD and getting some good hints and also some ideas for Christmas presents for a certain mother I know. So I think that's all I have to report on. I have to practice some quilting before I actually get quilting on Caitlin's quilt, but I do have thread, so when I'm ready to get quilting, I can. The bento box quilt is coming together pretty quickly. Having fun with that. I'm looking forward to next week because it is Thanksgiving, and we're going to be here. Have I talked about this? The man has to work on Wednesday and Friday, so we can't really get away. And I'm sad to miss Thanksgiving in Louisville with my family and having an opportunity to do a podcast with my mom, which is always great. I am sad about that and sad not to be able to see the man's huge extended family, which he has, you know, 10 million cousins. It's all very southern and fun and lots of laughing and lots of food. So that's a good time too. But you know, I'm happy to be staying put and having 5 days. The kids are out starting Wednesday, having 5 days just to kind of chill out. And I hope to get a lot of quilting done. We're going to do a couple, you know, I don't think we're doing anything. I think if we do anything outside the house, it would probably just be taking a hike. And then we may do something like try to have a risk tournament or something like to get Jack out of his room where he currently resides 99% of the time when he's home. That's our joke, which I may have made last week, but if not, I'll make it again. Or even if I did, I'll make it again about how, you know, really all he requires at this point up there is a mini fridge and, a porta potty, and he would be fine all by himself for a long time. Okay, well, I hear Will coming downstairs. Anyway, I'm going to sign off now. In fact, sign off for the whole podcast since it's Wednesday. And being Thursday, girl, I need to get this up tomorrow. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving week. I hope you get to take off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But if not, at least Thursday and Friday. And I hope you get a lot of quilting done and it's just a great relaxing time for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen and come back next week. I guess I'll post on Thanksgiving. If not, I'll post on Friday, but I'll be here. So why not? I'll give you a Thanksgiving report. Maybe I'll podcast while I cook. By the way, I think I'm going to try a new stuffing this year, but we'll not make the mistake of not making the old stuffing as well because, well, kids. Okay. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.